Ride along each week as we share proven strategies to strengthen your business, energize your team, and create the business success you've been dreaming about. And now, here's your host, Rich Allen.
What feelings do your customers have when they do business with you? Welcome to the Ultimate Business Tune-Up Podcast, where our one and only goal is to help you tune up your business so you can have the long-lasting success and fulfillment that comes from owning a solid, profitable, and sustainable business. Each week, we dive deep into a single topic related to improving your business, improving your team engagement, or improving the relationship with your customers. 15 weeks ago, I gave you a challenge to ask your current customers what feelings they have when they do business with you. Did you take me up on my challenge to ask, or did you just listen to the podcast, then forget about it and go about your normal day? My bet is the latter. Why? Because it's an uncomfortable thing to do. It's uncomfortable asking your customers for real, heartfelt feedback, some of which might sting a bit when you hear it. But it's also why I'm coming back to this topic and asking the question again. What feelings do your customers have when they do business with you? Because it's critically important for you to know the answer to this question if you truly want to have a business that provides unique value to its customers. When I asked this question 15 weeks ago, my intention was for you to get some real clarity on the value proposition for your business. Here's why. Most consumers choose where to shop or where to get service or where to eat based on their feelings about the people, the place, and the setting they will be in. In fact, the statistics are that 85% of a buying decision is based on emotion or feelings, which suggests that only 15% of a buying decision is based on logic or price. Think about that for a minute. Where did you last go out to eat? If I ask you to describe the feelings you had when you were there, could you do it? My bet is you could. And most likely, it was either a positive set of feelings or a negative set of feelings. Where do you typically buy your groceries? Why do you go there? My bet is because you have good feelings about that particular place to get your grocery items. How about when you travel? What's your favorite hotel to stay at when you're on the road? My bet is you have one. And why is it your favorite? Likely it's because you have good feelings about staying at that particular hotel. You see, as consumers, we make our buying decisions largely based on the feelings we have about that place of business. But if that's truly how consumers make buying decisions, why do business owners spend much of their time and effort focused on the price of the products or services that they offer rather than on the feelings that their customers have when they do business with them? This has always puzzled me a bit. I can honestly say that as I meet with business owners and ask them about their business, they're far more concerned with their pricing model than they are about how they make their customers feel. Yet customers seem far more concerned with feelings than they are with price. Don't believe me? Okay, here's a quick test. If you're a coffee drinker, where do you typically buy your coffee? Do you prefer to get your coffee from the nearest 7-Eleven or racetrack gas station? You can get a coffee there for just over a dollar. Or do you stop at a Starbucks or a specialty coffee shop for your morning cup of joe, where you pay $3 to $5 or more for the same 16 ounces of caffeine? I'm sure that 7-Eleven sells a lot of coffee, but I also see long lines wrapped around every Starbucks coffee shop I pass. I'll be honest to tell you that I have one special coffee shop that I prefer for my morning cup of coffee, Summer Moon Coffee. It's a local coffee shop that has a very cool vibe, and they have a very special creamer that they use in their coffee that tastes more like drinking a milkshake than drinking a coffee. And it's not cheap. I pay $6 or more every time I stop at Summer Moon, far more than I would if I stopped at a 7-Eleven. But I like how it makes me feel, far more than I think about the fact that it's 3 times more expensive than a coffee at 7-Eleven. Why is that? It's because that as a consumer, just like you, I choose to frequent the businesses that make me feel the way I want to feel. So let me ask you, should Summer Moon be more concerned with the price of their coffee drinks? Or should they be more concerned with the vibe and the feelings that their customers get when they walk into their coffee shop? I'd suggest their focus should be heavily weighted towards worrying about the feelings they give their customers. So if that's true for the Summer Moon coffee shop, what about your business? Should you be more concerned with the price of your products and services? Or should you be more concerned with the feelings that your customers have when they walk into your place of business, or when they show up on your website, or when they call your receptionist? I would suggest that the feelings you give your customers are far more important than the price of your products and services, which is why it's so important for you to know what your customers are feeling when they engage with your business, and why it's important for you to make sure your team members know what feelings you want your customers to feel when they engage with them. I followed this advice many years ago when I was challenged to ask my customers how working with me made them feel. I will admit, it was a bit awkward to ask, but when I did, I got some real clarity on what they were feeling and what made them keep coming back to work with me week after week, month after month. In fact, their feedback was so clear and compelling that I had 3 words stenciled on the wall of my office so I wouldn't forget what my primary job was when working with my clients. The 3 words were clarity, confidence, and commitment. My customers told me that the reason they were willing to spend their time and money working with me was because of 3 specific feelings. Because it helped them get clarity on what they wanted their business to look like in the future. Because it gave them the confidence that if they used my methodology and followed the program, they would get to where they wanted to go. And because I inspired them to make the commitment to do the hard work necessary to achieve their big goals. What I realized was that making sure each and every client got the feelings of clarity, confidence, and commitment each time they engaged with me was far more important than the fees I charged for my services. I've never forgotten that making sure I deliver these specific feelings are far more important than anything else in my business, which is why many of my clients have worked with me for many years. So how about you? If you own a small animal veterinary practice, how do you want your pet owners to feel every time they bring their cat or dog into your clinic for care or treatment? If you own a daycare, how do you want your parents to feel every time they drop off or pick up their precious little son or daughter? If you own a CPA firm, how do you want your business owner clients to feel each time you update their books or do their taxes? If you own a retail shop, how do you want your visitors to feel each time they walk into your shop to see the latest seasonal products? If you own a digital marketing agency, how do you want your customers to feel each time you give them an update on their website visits and their social media presence? You see, as business owners, we each have our own unique set of feelings that will inspire, motivate, or attract our ideal customer. We've got to think about this far more often, validate the feelings we're giving on a more frequent basis, and share our intended feelings with our team on a regular basis. Remember, 85% of a buying decision is based on feelings. Only 15% of a buying decision is based on price. We need to make sure that our efforts align with this 85-15 model. Don't underestimate the impact that feelings have on your customers. It's not everything, but it's far more than we often give it time, attention, or credit. As always, if you have specific questions or would like to bounce around some thoughts on this topic, please don't hesitate to reach out and ask. Having a unique and clearly definable value proposition requires that we know with certainty the feelings that our customers are going to have when they do business with us. I'd be glad to help you think this through if you need some help getting clarity on this. And thanks in advance for sharing this podcast episode with your fellow business owners. You're not going to be giving away any of your secret sauce by sharing this concept with other business owners. Each set of feelings will be different and unique to each business. So you'll be doing your fellow business owners a huge favor by sharing this episode with them. Thanks for joining me today. Be sure to tune in next week when we're going to discuss providing performance feedback. You won't want to miss it. Meanwhile, if you have a question, suggestion, or would simply like to connect, shoot me an email at rich@tourtoprofit.com. Now go make it a great week, and whatever you do, ride hard.
Thank you for listening to the Ultimate Business Tune-Up. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes. In the meantime, find more resources at tourtoprofit.com and connect with Rich by sending a message to rich@tourtoprofit.com. Until next time, ride hard.